Here at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Beringer Ingelheim is holding a PERS Area Regional Control Seminar in conjunction here in Des Moines. And with me is Reed Phillips with BI. And Reed, what's your title, please?
I'm a technical manager for the PERS virus vaccine with BI.
Now, here at this, we've been talking about this PERS Area Regional Control for several years now, and it seems like this is kind of a work in progress. It just seems like you learn something new all the time when you have, especially when you have meetings like this, where you can get people together and they can talk about the, you know, what's working and what's not. And so tell me a little bit about what we're hearing today here from people that are some of the challenges they're facing and some of the successes they're having.
Well, that's exactly right. It is a work in progress, and I think the first meeting like this we had 3 years ago at the IPERS seminar or the IPERS meeting in Chicago. We've tried to have, or at least facilitate with others, to have at least two of these, an opportunity to have two of these a year, and if possible more. And really what it is, it's an opportunity for working groups, veterinarians and producers that are part of the working group for these PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Proxies to get together, share their information, update the rest of the working groups and the industry on how their project is progressing, what they're learning from the project, areas of challenges and constraints that they're identifying with the project, how they're working through those or plan to work through those. Share that information, and that's a valuable thing as we're all working in the field together and progressing toward an area regional control pathway. Sharing that information is incredibly important. One of the common themes that I've heard or common responses that I've heard from the presentations this morning is communication. Things that are important with each and every one of these projects is, number one, maintaining a high level of communication with all the participants, and then coordination, not only the communication but the activities in the field. So communication and coordination, how these people, these working groups are doing that in their individual projects, sharing that information with other working groups, I think is incredibly important. So that's just one of many things. I think the other thing that we see in each one of these meetings, it's a venue, it's a format that also allows the researchers, and the researchers come from universities, they come from the practicing veterinarians within the working groups with their producers. This morning, also coming from student interns, and it's valuable information, but it's an opportunity for these researchers to share the field-applied research that they're doing, what they're learning. These are typically relevant data gap questions that we have in the field. They can share the information they're generating from these research projects, how they plan to apply them in the field, or what they're learning as they apply them in the field. Sharing that again with the rest of the room, the rest of the industry, is incredibly important, so that can be leveraged further with these projects and the rest of the industry.
So this has really provided a real networking opportunity for people that never existed before then.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's each of these projects have communication tools that they use within the project, and those types of tools continue to be developed. Call it part of the infrastructure maybe of these types of projects. But still, there's incredible value to have some type of, again, a format, a venue, to get everybody together at a spot and have relevant discussions about the projects, what they're learning from the projects, all in an effort to learn, improve, and move forward with each and every project.
How much has these meetings grown in the last 3 years?
Well, a lot. I mean, it's grown in participation, which is a good thing. I think it's you sense from the industry it's grown in interest. And I would say that that first meeting I referred to earlier, which was at Chicago during the IPERS meeting, we had probably keynote speakers that were incredibly influential in this type of activity, and probably 25 veterinarians, producers that either had a project or had interest in a project such as PRRS Area Regional Control. Today, 2 or 3 years later, that number's grown exponentially. And the projects have grown exponentially. And I think there's interest in other projects. So it is a work in progress. We're learning as we go, but we're applying knowledge that we've learned in recent years and applying knowledge that we're learning on the run in a scientifically based as possible for these projects as well.
Now, what are some of the, you talked about the research, and we had some of that presented here this morning. What are some of the most exciting things that we've heard recently that can help with the PRRS Area Regional Control?
Well, Scott D. has been really instrumental in a lot of the research he's done through the University of Minnesota, SDEC, and of course, he gave an update on the filtration work he's doing. He's working with producers and several veterinary clinics, key veterinary clinics in Minnesota. And so he continually gives us updates on how the filtration of sow herds has dramatically helped to prevent introduction of field virus, which is a huge issue in hog dense areas and high PRRS prevalent areas. And beyond that, then, he continues to add to that body of information. Today he talked about how to prevent backdrafting in filtered farms, incredibly important, what he's doing, what he's learning, and how to apply it in the field. I think another thing that he and the veterinary clinics and producers he's working with, they've developed incredible biosecurity plans, protocols, programs, if you will, and audits, to ensure that as we filter these farms, we're also practicing high standard biosecurity, because the filtration will work, but there's also avenues to introduce virus by other means, people, fomites, that type of a thing into facilities, and so biosecurity still is very, very important, and he shed a lot of light on what they're doing in the field to shore that up as well. So that's just one thing. I think we had some student presentations talking about how to use new and novel diagnostic techniques to assess, monitor, and maybe use as surveillance tools in the future to detect PRRS, monitor the prevalence of PRRS. Those are just a few things. There was another study, a very, very nice study, looking at taking what we have learned, again, from some of Scott D. and the University of Minnesota work on how to properly decontaminate transport trailers. Mm-hmm. To prevent PRRS contamination in pigs. Took that information to the field with transport people that are driving the transport trailers and washing them through either public or private wash facilities, learning and understanding what protocols are they using, are the decontamination protocols and procedures that they are using working. And so it was a nice little project to assess the decontamination protocols in place and how effective they are.
Well, of course, PRRS is a problem not just in the United States, but all over the world. And it seems like World Pork Expo then is a pretty good venue for BI and the pork industry in general to try and get this information out and reach more producers to let them know that this is possible for their own areas.
Yeah, it's a meeting and a venue where a lot of producers congregate. They come, it's on their calendar, and they attend each and every year, as well as many of their veterinarians. So it's a natural collection point, if you use that terminology, for people to get together while they're together at the Pork Expo. Try to make available a meeting venue that they can share this information.
Right. Very good. Thank you very much. Reed Phillips here at the Beringer Ingelheim Area Regional Control PRRS meeting in conjunction with the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.